This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you for downloading this Cook the Perfect podcast. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
There will eventually be a summer, maybe, and we'll be looking for recipes that are fresh and cool. Mitch Tonks was an accountant until he discovered the delights of fish, and he's now a fishmonger, restaurateur and self-taught chef. His book is called Fish Easy, and today we'll rustle up the perfect seafood salad. Mitch, what seafood is included in your salad?
I've got a wonderful mixture of good British seafood, and I've got some squid, I've got some shrimps, I've got some lovely prawns, I've got some cockles and mussels, all this stuff ready available in your fishmonger. It's a lovely sort of Mediterranean dish. It's something that perhaps we're more familiar with getting seafood salads in this country pickled. But this is just dressed with olive oil and a few herbs. It's absolutely wonderful, great starter.
So what's bubbling away over there?
Well, bubbling over here, I've got a pan of water, just a hot pan with a splash of water in there. And I've got some mussels, mussels and clams there. And what I want to try and do is to steam them open, because I want to take them from the shells. And I want to make a dressing from the seawater that's in them.
What preparation have you done to those shellfish?
Well, what I did with them is, with the mussels, I just took the beards off, and with the clams, I just gave them a wash under the tap to remove any sand. And so all we're going to do is give those about 2 to 3 minutes just to steam them open, and then we're ready to go.
And my grandfather used to cook mussels a lot. I know the things you have to be careful with, but I will ask you, you don't try and open one that hasn't opened in the hot water, do you?
Absolutely. If you get any mussels or clams that don't open, just ignore them and throw them away. And a good test is give them a tap before you actually throw them in the pan. So if they don't close, then discard them. And if they don't open, discard them. Anyway, they're a couple of minutes in there. And the other seafood I've got is got some lovely, these lovely sort of Norwegian prawns that you can get, the shell-on prawns. I always think it's better to buy them in the shell rather than buy the peeled ones. The flavour is much better.
Fresh or frozen?
Frozen. You'll find that all the prawns in this country are frozen, and it's a very, very good way of getting them. And all I'm doing is just peeling them, taking the heads off, and taking the shells off. And you want about 40 or 50 prawns, and that's it. You get this lovely perfect tail.
It's a lot of prawns and a lot of time taking the shells off.
It does take a little bit of time, but a glass of wine, you can make it fun. I've also got some squid, lovely fresh squid tubes, very much in season right now. And I'm just cooking them in a little bit of salted water. And I've done that earlier. And then what I do is to just slice the squid up.
Wait a minute, how long do you cook squid for?
The squid just needs to be poached probably for about 4 to 5 minutes, just until the opaque flesh goes a lovely kind of spearmint white. And that's it, ready to go. I've also got some brown shrimps. I'm quite familiar with brown shrimps in this country from Morecambe. Beautiful things, and add these as well. So anyway, once the mussels and clams are open...
Hang on, the brown shrimps... Have they still got their skins on?
No, I've taken the skins off of them.
Well, that must have taken you a lot of time.
it's all a bit fiddly, but it's all worth it in the end.
How good is seafood from the supermarket?
Well, look, the supermarkets are doing a much better job these days of supplying seafood. The fish counters, the chilled counters, certainly have come on a long way. And sadly, fishmongers are in demise. And so we don't have as many on the high street. But I would advocate, you know, going to the supermarket, you get some perfectly good fish. And also don't be frightened of frozen fish. Frozen fish is very good, and often it's sustainably sourced. So it's very good indeed.
How did you go from being an accountant to a fish fanatic?
I get asked this quite a lot, really. I think it
Sorry
was,
to ask the obvious question, but it is an obvious question.
I grew up
question.
By the seaside, and I always used to holiday in Dartmouth, where we now work. And I guess I just loved it. I used to peer my... you know, pressed my head against the fishmonger window just looking at the crabs, and I was just fascinated. So I think it was one of those things. I was driving up the M4, Junction 27, and I decided not to go back to work the next day and open a fishmonger shop, and that was it. And it's gone from there, so it's been quite nice, really.
How's that bubbling going?
Okay, so we're bubbling away, and the clams are open, and
see, they're hot. And mind your fingers.
They're okay. You can just pick them up. And what I'm going to do is to just take the mussels and clams from there, and then I'm just draining off some of the juice into a bowl, and that's lovely salty seawater. And then I'm going to add some really good olive oil. Now, olive oil is a very, very important ingredient in this dish. You want a really nice sort of peppery Tuscan oil, extra virgin. And so that's going into a bowl, and then I'm squeezing in the juice of half a lemon.
Which you're doing very professionally,
just using my hand.
No lemon squeezes around.
No lemon squeezes. You can just squeeze it through your hand and catch the pips. Now, a little bit of salt in here is always very good. I think olive oil, like any other ingredient, needs seasoning. And then what you do is you take your prawns and your squid and your mussels and your shrimps.
We have some that you cooked earlier.
This is some that I prepared earlier. We were actually doing an event last night in London, and this is some of the stuff that was there. We were cooking this dish. And then what you do is you just give it a good stir, so you get that lovely olive oil.
But would you actually serve it warm?
You can serve this warm at room temperature. I think seafood straight from the fridge loses a bit of flavour, and so at room temperature is the way to do it. But the mussels and clams and the squid in there, lovely and warm, is very good. Very good.
How much would it cost, all of this?
Well, I mean, squid and prawns, I think you probably feed about four people for a tenner, and you could easily do that.
Four people for a tenner?
£10 to £12, no problem. I mean, remember, the seafood is, a lot of it's shellfish, and it's very, very rich. So you don't want huge amounts, you just want a nice bit of crusty bread and a beautiful plate of it, and you're away. And I like to serve it like in the middle of the table, so that it just becomes a centrepiece and everybody just digs in, which is really lovely. So I've got a nice old vintage plate.
Very nice plate.
Yeah, I like plates, you see, like that. It just adds to it, doesn't it? A bit of framing. And there we go.
Now, how long? I mean, we've done this pretty quickly today because, as I said, you had brought some of the stuff in ready prepared.
Well, sitting here...
From scratch. How long would this actually take?
I think this is probably about no longer than 30 minutes.
Oh, come on. Peeling all those prawns?
Well, peeling the shrimps might be in the prawns, but you can use... I advocate using shell-on ones that you peel, but you can use peeled prawns. It would make it much easier. So if you think about it, you've just got to steam your mussels and your clams open, let them cool, take them from the shell, poach your squid and slice it, throw it together with your prawns and your shrimps, your olive oil and your lemon, a little bit of parsley over the top, and away you go.
And you said to serve it with some nice, fresh, crusty bread. What about a green salad as well?
A green salad would be perfect. Some lovely leaves just tossed with a little bit of olive oil, some salt and some lemon, and then you can toss the lot together. In fact, I've got some rocket here, and quite often we'll sprinkle it with green or purple rocket when it's in season, and then you can scoop the whole lot off together. So you've got that lovely peppery rocket, beautifully sweet seafood, and of course all that olive oil and lemon.
What do you do about the one guest who's allergic to prawns?
Well, give him something else, and that's it. But yeah, it's a lovely simple dish, and very Mediterranean. And
just pass it over, because I am not allergic to prawns. In fact, they're my favourite food. So I will have a taste of one of these whilst you explain how you make sure that the fish you buy is from a sustainable source.
Okay, well, first of all, you can start looking for MSC accredited fish. I think if you go to your supermarket and you see the MSC logo, you can be assured that it's coming from there, from a sustainable source. Also, our local fisheries are, you know, all around the South Coast are extremely well managed. So, you know, we do have an issue with our fisheries, but they're getting better, and it's progressive. And also cod. A lot of people worried about cod, but, you know, MSC fisheries from Norway and those sorts of places, is tons and tons and tons of it coming in and perfectly safe for us to eat.
And the seafood salad is very sharp, very fresh, very
and
good
enjoyed.
For a summer's day.
Well, I hope you'll try it, because everyone out there, give it a go.
Tonks, thank you very much indeed for being with us.
You're welcome.
For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.